phone to talk a little Big Orange baseball. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing well, George. How are you doing?
Good. You fired up to be going?
I absolutely am. I cannot wait. I'm taking my my father and my stepson. We're going down to Omaha for a Father's Day trip.
Yeah, you're going to have a blast.
Absolutely.
But you already know all this. Tell me, obviously the park was different. It was Rosenblatt back then. What do you remember about Omaha that really sticks out to you from 21 years ago?
Gotta be the fans. The whole city, there's just a buzz about it. I mean, from the second we got off the plane, there were people there, not even affiliated with the university, that were waiting for us. There was orange everywhere. The hotel, you get to the ballpark for the opening ceremonies, full stadium for batting practice. Some of the best memories, you know, between batting practices, we give souvenirs out to some fans, some kids. The next day we show up to the ballpark in street clothes because we're not playing, and those kids would hunt us down to get autographs on the piece of paraphernalia that we gave them as souvenirs. It was just incredible. They made you feel like superstars.
I went 5 years ago, and that was the thing that struck me, Matt, was the city really gets behind it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Everything stops in Omaha when it comes to this time. They do an absolutely amazing job of welcoming every single person. It's insane. There's no other way to describe it.
So I want to get your perspective, because I know you've been keeping up with this pretty close, even though you're not in Knoxville. This guy, Tony Vitello, has come in, and it's almost been instant. Like, he snapped his finger, and boom, it's a much better brand of baseball. What is it, in your opinion, that he has done that has led to all this?
You know, it's tough to put your finger on it. Obviously, there's so many aspects that go into it. Recruiting is a huge thing. Being able to get these superstars on campus, you know, a lot of them have the opportunity out of high school to go play Major League Baseball. And it's a big, you know, it's a full-time job to get them actually to, whether it's to turn down the money or to, you know, sell the college experience on them to get them on campus. So he's been a great, you know, great person to help get them on campus, keep them there. But I will tell you, this team has taken the form of Coach Vitello. His attitude, he is a go-getter, he's hungry, and the kids just feed off it. He is a player's coach. They will go to war for him. And, you know, as a player, that's what you look for. You look for a coach that has your back, that will go to war for you at any given time, and it just brings that much more out of you. So I can say those two things definitely have been a strong suit for him, and I'm super excited about the future. You know, obviously everyone's putting a lot of pressure on Danny White to write him a blank check. So he has been the best thing for Tennessee baseball since back in our day.
Let's talk a little bit about the whole Danny White part of this, because number one, Vitello's name's come up at LSU. No big surprise there. Frankly, so has Tim Corbin's for a second time. There are stadium issues that need to be taken care of at Lindsey Nelson. Is he there long-term? What do you think is going on right now in all this cat-and-mouse game?
What I think, I do not know. What I hope they've been in long discussions throughout the season, and I hope that they've got a plan to renovate Lindsey Nelson. The fans in Knoxville are the greatest fans in the country. They will always get behind a successful program. They are super loyal, and Coach Vitello has proven that we have a successful program. The fans will get behind it. The block party was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. I saw it from afar down here in Florida, but to see the footage of it, it just proves that our fan base is second to none. And I'm hoping that they've been talking renovations to upgrade those facilities, you know, for the fans, for the players, for everyone.
Matt, before I turn you over to Watson Brown, You know this, excuse me, I got choked up there. You know this better than I do. If somebody said to you, okay, Matt, you're the decision maker of where to take Lindsey Nelson, whether it's capacity or suites or whatever, what is it you would do with that stadium?
Oh, wow. Everything and anything I could. Suites sound great. I don't know how feasible that would be, but, you know, you're definitely looking for... I know Mississippi State, they kind of broke the record for the attendance for regional attendance there over the three-game series. They had something like 40,000 people there for a three-game set.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's something I would absolutely try to match or exceed. You know, stands in the back. I know we've got the porch out in left field. I believe there's room in the back for stands all around the back, the sides, just... Basically, you just want to pack the house. You want to make Lindsey Nelson a place that opponents fear coming because of the atmosphere. Because when you go to places like LSU, when you go to places like State, when you go to places with these big-time stadiums, as an opposing team, you walk in and you're kind of taken back. And that's the first thing you recognize. And when that place gets rowdy, it can be tough to focus. I mean, I'm sure we could ask Trey Morgan from LSU, the Vol legends, the legends of Lindsey were all over him last weekend from what I heard, and it showed.
Matt Sternberg is on the line with us. He played on Tennessee's last team to get to the College World Series back in 2001. Watson, what do you got for him?
Matt, I've said this, I said back midseason, George knows I've said it. The facility isn't very good, but the fans, to me, when I played, and I'm older, but when I played, when you went to Knoxville, man, they had great fans. And when Vanderbilt would come to town, those fans got really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the best fans in the SEC of places that we went, and I think we went to all of them in my time at Vanderbilt. I said it the other day. I said, I think I batted four times in the game I remember and struck out three. Finally got a double on the fourth one. And, I mean, you talking about undressing me now. I got eat alive. But I've said many times the Knoxville fans, the Tennessee fans, were as good in baseball as there was in the SEC. And I'm counting Mississippi State and Ole Miss in that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I remember my first year on campus, we had the orange and white game. So this is an inner squad between our own team. And we had hecklers that obviously they're with our program, but they picked a side. They picked whether it was the orange, whether it was a white, and they heckled the other side. And they were getting in our heads. They were laughing to the point where some of us new people, our parents didn't know what to expect, and they thought they were getting a little bit bad to where our parents were going. They were protecting us, saying, listen, you guys got to knock it off right here. They're like, no, we promise we're with the university. So it was, I mean, look, and that was back in 2001. It was great. So our fans are amazing. They really are some of the best in the SEC. My opinion, they're the best in the country.
You know, Matt, I've said this about the Tennessee team. The strength of this team is depth. And it's I wouldn't just say this superstar or that one, but the team as a whole, they're deep with hitters. They're deep with pitching. And to me, it really stuck out to me, and this goes back to Coach Fidel. When they lost the first game in the controversial call in Hoover, mm-hmm. and it was controversial to say the least.
Very.
When he got them together, I mean, you talking about lighting a match. You could see him down there. They kept showing when he was talking to the team after it was all over. And, I mean, his hands are going everywhere in his arms, and I know what he's telling them, and by golly, they come back and just make the run just beautiful right through that tournament. And that's to lose that game like that, that's tough now to the team they lost to. I just think they got a heck of a shot. I really do. I think they're in the tougher bracket of the two. From what I understand, Matt, they're catching an unbelievable pitcher in Virginia in the first, but they see this pitching in the SEC all the time. I think they got one heck of a shot, because I don't believe there will be a deeper team, including Vanderbilt, in this tournament.
I couldn't agree more. You know, you bring up a great point, depth. And I will say, from experience, there are three teams in the SEC right now that are representing us in the College World Series. The thing about them is their Sunday starters are number ones. They're Friday night starters in every other conference in America. I mean, look at us. We've got what? We've got Blake Tidwell, who throws 98 miles an hour, as our number two, right? You just don't see that anywhere. So when you bring up depth, when it comes to the pitching, our pitching is super deep. We've got some dudes that come out of the bullpen. You've got Redmond Walsh. You know, you've got our big ox that comes out of the bullpen. Just unbelievable arms. And then, you know, as the hitters, 1 through 9, every one of them can leave the yard at any time. And they've all got confidence in each other. And it's a next man up mentality. And they'll do whatever it takes for their team, for their coach. And it's just so fun to watch. I really do have a good feeling about this team in Omaha.
Jack, what you got for Matt?
Hey, Matt, I want to talk a little bit about Tony Vitello. When I watch him and his team play, I get reminded of some of the stuff that James Franklin would do at Vanderbilt. You know, James Franklin, when he took over Vanderbilt, like Vitello when he took over Tennessee, had to inject life into what was really a lifeless program when they took over. And, you know, you see the way his players play hard. He galvanizes the group. He makes it fun for the fans. You see videos of Vitello going into the stands after games. And high-fiving all of the Vols fans there. I thought that was pretty cool. But can you talk about kind of what that would be like to play for a guy who has so much energy and is just so passionate about this certain group that he has? And you know, when we look at things, they're in the position to do something very special this season.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it is absolutely contagious. And every great team, it starts from the top, right? They're going to take the form and the attitude of their coach. Coach Vitello is absolutely full of energy. You hit the nail right on the head. You see him between pitches, between innings. You see him on TV, getting on the umpires. Just has this nonstop energy. And then you see him, and he's very stoic, right? He's just very intense. You can see those eyes just glaring, waiting for something. And it's just it's incredible. And as a player, that's all you can hope for. That is so attractive for recruits coming in to see a coach that is so passionate about them. You take on that personality, and again, it's just contagious. And that's where they get it from. That's where they get their swagger from. You know, that's where they get that attitude, that never say die. You know, they're down 3 runs in the last inning, and they know they're going to win the game. They have not a doubt in their mind. All of us as spectators are shaking. We're sitting there going, oh, man, what's next? Who do we have next? These guys are like, this game's not over. We've got this. And they get that from him.
And I want to go back to what you said about the Vols pitching staff, because you're right. You know, in the SEC, there are tons and tons of MLB-quality pitchers. And in this state particularly, you have a 1-2 combo in Kumar Rocker and Jack Leiter just 3 hours away in Nashville. But that's not to say that the Vols don't have a 1-2 or a 1-2-3 punch. I'm looking at Chad Dallas, Blade Tidwell, and Hundley. Pitching's so important in this tournament, and balls aren't going to fly out like they did in the Super Regionals and the Regionals, just with the way that the park is built in Omaha. But how important is it for those guys to be on their A game when the Vols take the field in Omaha?
Oh, it's super important. I mean, that you know, pitching is where it is. When we played in 2001, it was a bandbox. I told George this. We had to call in about halfway through our trip and get more baseballs mailed to us because we were running out from BP. you couldn't keep the ball in the ballpark. Now the dimensions are bigger. I can't wait to see it. I've heard it's a graveyard, but I will tell you this: from our hitters, those balls that we hit in the Super Regional, I'm not sure of how many of those stay in any ballpark. Those balls were mashed. So I'm looking forward to see that. But, yes, pitching is where it is. So pitching is where it's going to be. And I will say the good news is the Vols pitchers have been pitching in a very hitter-friendly park all season long. and they've still led the, you know, they've been up there in the conference in SEC ERA, the lowest ERA. So they've got some horses, and I cannot wait to see them deal.
You know what? That's a great point that I hadn't considered. And real quick, I want to get in a question about this Tennessee lineup. We've seen Jake Rucker, Evan Russell, Drew Gilbert all come up big in really clutch situations for the Vols this postseason. Is there a player in this lineup that you're looking to in Omaha where if this certain player succeeds and really gets hot, the sky's the limit for the Vols?
You know, he's done it all year long. I've got to say Liam Spence, he's the spark plug. He's the leadoff guy. You know, they're gonna go with him. You know, first at bat of that game, he goes ahead and he does his thing. He's going to work the pitches. He gets on base, he's going to be the spark plug, because then you've got, you know, Ferguson, Rucker, Luke, you've got all these guys waiting behind him just to get those RBIs in. So I feel like Liam Spence is going to be a big-time igniter of this offense.
Matt, really appreciate your willingness to do this. Looking forward to having you on a couple of times next week as well. I hope you have as much fun in Omaha as I did in 2015, because that deal is a blast.
I cannot wait. I'm sure it's been a pleasure speaking with you all anytime. The pleasure is mine. Thank you all so much, and I look forward to doing this again.
Matt, thank you.
Matt, thank you so much.